chapter number 1, we see that the Word of God says that a man is not blessed in what he gathers, but rather in the way that he goes. Psalm 37:23, the Bible says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And tonight I want to give you this. Why is it important that we watch our step? Why is it important that we watch our step? Tonight, as the Bible says in Psalm chapter number 1 and verse number 1, blessed is the man that walketh. And there it is. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Tonight, it is important that we watch our step, because we must step in the right direction. We must step in the right direction. You say, what direction is that, preacher, tonight? One way tonight that the right direction is that we walk not with the ungodly. We do not walk with the ungodly and do what the ungodly does. We don't get entangled with them. We don't get intermingled with them, but we stay on the right track. We walk our race. We walk the race that God has called us to walk, and we do it in a way that is according to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight, I want to ask you a question. If you think tonight that you're in the right direction tonight and you're where God would have you to be tonight, you must remember this, and I want you to ask yourself this. Do you feel blessed tonight? Do you say, I can count my blessings and I can't count them all? That is a blessed man tonight, that he realizes what he has tonight is in God and God alone. When we go in that, when we watch our step and we step in the right direction, the Bible says that man is blessed because he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. He don't walk with the way they walk and do with what they do. You see, he don't walk that way, but also understand this, he doesn't stand in the way of sinners. Tonight, you say, what is that, preacher? Not stand with them sinners and not stand in that way. Friends, tonight, I want you to know this. If you walk with the ungodly long enough, it won't be long, you'll start standing with them. You'll start standing with what they believe. You'll start standing the way they act. You'll start standing in the way that they do, and you'll line up with them. I want you to know tonight that the Bible says to come you out from among them and be you separate. Why is that tonight? Because he wants you to live a blessed life. He wants you to live a prosperous life. He said, I've come to give you life, and that you may have that life more abundantly tonight. As I read this text tonight, I understand that if I walk with the ungodly man and I do what the ungodly man does, it won't be long I'll be standing with his ungodly lifestyle. But I want you to know tonight, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I thank God for that tonight. I thank God for that verse that's in the Bible. And I understand tonight that I must walk in the right direction. Friends, tonight, if you're not going the right way, you know what? You're going the wrong way. That's just no detour turn. If you ain't going the right way, you're going the wrong way. He said tonight, if you're going the wrong way, you'll never be blessed by going that way. You must turn around and go the right way. You say, what does that mean tonight, preacher? We must watch our step and make sure that we're in the right direction, that we're right where God would have us to be. He said he walketh not with the ungodly. He standeth not with sinners. And look at this, nor setteth, or he don't sit down in the seat of the scornful. Look at this tonight. He walketh not. He standeth not. And he setteth not. I understand tonight that if I walk in the way of the ungodly and I do what the ungodly man does, it won't be long I'll be standing with him. And if I'm not careful, it won't be long I'll be sitting right there amongst him. Friends, tonight we must not sit with them. We must not sit with them in them places, and we must not agree with them on things that are ungodly tonight. I want you to know the reason my life is blessed tonight is because of the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And when he saved me, he no longer allowed me to go the same way. He no longer allowed me to go in the wrong direction. He gave me the right path. He put me on the right direction tonight, my friend. And tonight, as we understand that he sitteth not with the scornful, that would be that he sitteth not with the arrogant man. He sitteth not with the know-it-alls. He sitteth not with the one that would be insulting somebody else, but he would be uplifting somebody and helping them along life's way. So tonight, I understand to watch my step, I must be stepping in the right direction. Turn with me tonight, if you would, to Exodus chapter number 33 and verse number 11. Going in the right direction, staying where you're supposed to stay, might as well say. Being where you're supposed to be. You know what? At nighttime, you know where I'm supposed to be? I'm supposed to be at home. Can I get an amen? I'm supposed to be at home. I'm supposed to be up on Mills Hill when it gets dark time. Why? Because that's where my family is. That's where my life is. That's where God has placed me to be a father of Kaylee and the father of Ryder and a husband of Brandy. And tonight, I want you to know, if it comes to Sunday morning, you know where you ought to be able to find Brother BJ? You ought to be able to find him in the house of God. Not because I'm a preacher, but because I am born again and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. You know where else you should find me on Sunday night? And when you're my step going to lead me where I am in my heart tonight. You listen to this, I'm going to give, whoa, glory to God. Yo, wherever you are going, that's where your heart is. If you're going in the wrong direction, your heart's going wrong. If you're going in the right direction, your heart's in the right direction tonight. Friends, tonight, Sunday morning, you ought to better find me here. Sunday night, you ought to better find me. Wednesday night, you ought to better find me. Anytime these doors open, you ought to better find me. Now, I understand things go on, and I know I'm preaching to the choir tonight, but I want you to get this. When you're stepping in the right direction, you'll find me in the will of God, and you'll find you in the will of God. God will, whoa, glory to God. Let me put a place here. Oh, my goodness. I ain't even going to preach tonight, but I'm about ready to. Amen. Listen to this tonight. I'm just excited. I just had a good day, and I want to give you this. You'll never be elevated in the kingdom of God if you're not at the church where God has placed you. You'll never be elevated to what God has called you to do if you're not faithful to the house of God every time you're supposed to be there. He will never elevate somebody that's a Sunday morning or only. You'll never elevate the person that only comes on Sunday morning. I may preach this Sunday morning because God's laid this on my heart. If you are only a Sunday morner, you'll never elevate to what God has called you to do. You are robbing yourself. God's not robbing you. You are robbing yourself because you're not plugged in and you're not doing what God has called you to do. Friends, tonight, here's my mentality, and it's got to be yours tonight. If I show up and I'm the only one, at least the lights are on. Joshua would never have been elevated to commander-in-chief if he had not stayed where he was supposed to stay. You know what? Joshua didn't succeed or take over from Moses just because his name was Joshua. Just because his family attended that church. Just because he was on the road. Just because he was in the army. He got that because he didn't squander it away. He stayed true to what God had called him to do. Look at Exodus chapter number 33 and verse number 11. I'm talking about stepping in the right direction and staying where God has planted you. Staying there where God's planted you. Look at this tonight in Exodus 33:11. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face. Oh, glory to God. As a man speaketh unto his friend. You know, I've had some talk with some of my friends before, ain't you? Now, I got buddies that you can't talk to just anyway. You tell them the truth, they'll hit and split and get gone. But I got some friends, let me tell you, I can talk to them truthfully. Talk to them truthfully. Can I say this tonight? I got some brothers in Christ that I can be true with. I ain't got to sugarcoat it around them. I ain't got to worry about the feelings. I can tell them what the book says. They tell me what the book says. We love one another and we go on. And my friend, I want you to know, when you get to a place and you can look a friend face to face and tell them what the book says, and they can tell you what the book says, and you can have a conversation in the name of Jesus Christ, and you can leave one another and you're still on good grounds and you're still loving one another, God is in that. I promise you that tonight. At the unity in this church, I love it. Look at this tonight. And the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. That's how God talked to us. By the way, he is our friend. And he turned again unto the camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, he departed not out of the tabernacle. You know why Joshua got elevated to that next place? He took the right step. He watched his step. He didn't just go any which way or do whatever. He stayed right where God would have him to be. He did right what God would do in his life. You say, preacher, I don't know if God's doing anything in my life. I want you to know, if you're saved, he's doing something in your life. He's doing something in your life. If you're lost, he's doing something in your life. Because you still got breath coming in and you still got breath going out. So tonight, what I want you to know is Joshua stayed at the tabernacle. He went the right way and he stayed at the spout where the glory run out. Joshua got elevated in Joshua chapter number 1 when he said, my servant Moses is dead. Joshua became the leader because he stayed with God and what God had called him to do. Folks, do not get with the crowd. Watch your step and do what God's called you to do. Let's go back to our text. Not only to watch your step, you must step in the right direction and not get off kilter or any. You make sure you step right. But secondly, you step in the right delight. Your direction is one thing, but your delight is also something. Look what he says in verse number 2. Not only the direction of the godly, of the blessed man, but look at his delight tonight. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. That step in the right delight, the delight is in the law. You know what the law is tonight? The law is the word of God tonight. It is this Bible that you have in your hand and you delight yourself in it. To delight yourself in this law would mean that you have enjoyment, you have contentment, you have happiness, you have satisfaction. You feed on that word of God. You delight in the law, you delight in the word, and you delight in it day and night. That means that you meditated it. It is on your mind 24/7. You don't have to read it for it to be on your mind. It's constantly on your mind. Friends, tonight I want you to know something is constantly on your mind. I hear people say it all the time. I can't get this off my mind. You ever heard people say that? I just can't get that off my mind. If I want to buy something, it stays on my mind constantly. I say, I just can't get that off my mind. If I want to go do something, I say, I just can't get that off my mind. You know what should be on my mind constantly? The Word of God. If I got it on my mind constantly, my direction's going to be the way it should be. If I'm constantly feeding on the Word of God and on that law and what He's called me to do, and I'm steadily feeding on that, my direction's going to be in the right way. But I want you to know tonight, if I'm going in the right direction, but I'm not reading the Word and I'm not delighting in what God's called me to do, it won't be long. My direction won't be going right. Turn with me, if you will, in the book of Joshua tonight. Joshua chapter number 1 and verse number 8. We're talking about the step in the right delight tonight and doing what God has called us to do. Joshua chapter number 1 tonight in verse number 8. Joshua chapter number 1 in verse number 8. And we're talking about the step in the right direction. Watch your step and what you do. Step in the right direction and step in the right delight. Joshua said this in Joshua chapter number 1 in verse number 8. And here's what he said. Joshua 1:8. We're talking about stepping in the right delight. What man, God, have you to do. Joshua 1:8, the Bible says, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This is a leader telling his troops. This is a leader telling them, look, if we're going to be successful, we're going to have to keep that. We're going to have to keep the law. We're going to have to keep this in our, we're going to keep this word in our heart. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. What? I won't know how to do what I won't know how to go the right direction if I ain't reading my direction, my book that tells me which way to go. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Listen to me. If your way is not being prosperous, make sure you're meditating on the right delight. He said, only way we're going to be prosperous, only way we're going to take Jericho, only way we're going to be able to get to where we need to be is we got to stay with the book. We got to stick with the stuff. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then you're going to have good success. You know how we're going to be prosperous around here? Stick with this book. If this book tells this church we can do it, we do it. If this book says we can't do it, we don't do it. Well, what about if it hurts somebody's feelings? I'd rather hurt somebody's feelings than God be mad at me. Can I get a witness? If it's in this book and I don't like it, the book ain't the problem. I'm the problem. If the book says it, that's just the way it is. And Joshua said the only way we're going to do this is by going in the right direction and by meditating on the right delight. Let me show you the third thing here tonight, and we're going to close out with this. Not only do I step in the right direction, we all should in the right direction, have the right delight. But in verse number 3 of being a blessed man and watching your step, is we must step with the right determination. With the right determination. You're going to have to be determined. You're going to have to be determined now, I'm telling you. 2022 is going to be, going to have challenges. It's going to have things come our way. It's not going to be a cakewalk, I promise you. And you're going to have to be determined and say, I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to stick. I'm not going to falter. I'm not going to fail. I'm going to stick. I may fall, but I'm going to get right back up and I'm going to keep marching. Some of the most influential people in my life is the people that keeps me honest. Honest. The other day, we took my mom to the doctor, and we're talking about right determination, the right direction. We hadn't ate all day, and it'd been late. And I said, "Mama, where you want to eat?" And she said, "It don't matter." We poured in at Hardee's, and we got a Hardee's hamburger in Athens. And I swallowed my, the thing was that huge. Swallowed it, fries, half of her burger probably. My drink, her drink, and we got coming down the road. And I said, "Boy, there's a barbecue place there in Russell." She said, "You just ate." I said, "Mama, that's just one hamburger." "Yeah, but it had two pieces of meat on it." I said, "I'm determined to get this barbecue sandwich now. Do you want one?" "No, I don't want one. Make my blood sugar go up and all that." I don't know if that'll happen or not. But anyway, she didn't get one. I opened it up. I said, "You don't bite?" She said, "No." She said, "It sure does smell good." And I kept eating it. She said, "That thing looks good." I kept eating it. She said, "You're going to better get all that down." I thought, "Man, I'm determined. I'm going to get this down." I thought it was sealed business. I thought I'd made all the right steps. Next day, the receipt's in the garbage. The paper's cleaned up out of Brandy's truck. Everything's took care of. I get home that night. Kaylee said, "Where'd y'all eat at on the way home, Daddy?" I said, "Oh, we hit Hardee's on the way home." "Okay." Next day, we go to check on Mama. And Mama said, "You know where I'd like to go?" I looked at Mama and I was like, "Don't go here." She said, "You know, last night on the way home, that big old barbecue you got." And Katie said, "Daddy, you lied. You lied. You lied. You told me that you only went to one." Now, here's the direction. "You told me you only went one place. And you told me you only got this." And I said, "Baby, I just didn't tell you everything." Folks, tonight, can I tell you this? God tells us everything. If tonight, if you want this 2022 to go in the right direction, you have the right delight and it be on Jesus. And you read his direction book and do what he's called you to do. And I promise you that your life, you can turn around and look and say, "I'm a blessed man. I'm doing what the book says and I'm a blessed man." Tonight, you know what makes a blessed man is he's planted. A blessed man is planted. A blessed man's planted. He don't waver. He's planted. He may not be the quickest. He may not be the fastest. He may not, but he's planted. You know what he's going to say before he ever says it. You know the standard he has in his life. You know, even a woman, you know what they're going to do. They're going to do that standard no matter what. No matter what it costs them, they're going to do what's right on a constant basis. In verse number 3, he says that a blessed man, he's planted. Look what he says tonight. I'm talking about being determined this 2022 to be planted in what God has called you to do. "And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper." Tonight, to step in that with that right determination, we must be like a tree that is planted. We must be productive. And we must be prosperous. So what does that mean, preacher, to have determination? I must be determined not to waver. I must be determined not to slip. I must be determined not to move with every situation that comes my way. When the wind blows, that I don't move. I don't allow it just to blow me one way and blow me the other, but I stand firm. Turn with me to Psalm chapter number 73 and verse number 2. I want to show you this. That we don't just waver with everything that comes our way, but we stand firm in what God's called us to do. And we watch our step. If you don't watch your step, you're going to slip. You're going to fall. You're going to have to watch where you step and what you do. I'm going to have to. Psalm 73, let's do verse number 1. He says to step in the right determination. We're going in the right direction. We're delighting in the Lord, and our determination is right where it needs to be. The Bible says in Psalm 73, "Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. But as for me, my feet were almost gone, and my steps had well nigh slipped." If 21, you thought, "Man, I about slipped on some areas." Get out of the slippy areas and get on firm ground. I want to read you. I've been reading this book by Jennison Franklin, and I just want to read this to you tonight in closing. I want to read this to you, if you'll just give me just a few moments, about being planted. It says, "But you've got to remain planted in the Word in the church, in prayer, in marriage, in family. You may go through different seasons, but as a tree, your job is to stay planted. After the devil fell from heaven, God cursed him. The enemy has no place of planting. There's no place he really belongs. You know what the devil first thing tell you around here is you don't belong. He ain't gonna let you get comfortable. He gonna tell you you don't belong. This person really don't like you. They don't love you. They just go to church with you. The devil's not gonna let you get planted and get comfortable. He's gonna keep you in turmoil if you'll let him. But listen to this tonight. There's no place he really belongs. Job 1:7 tells us he moves to and fro on the earth, walking back and forth on it. We also know from 1 Peter 5:8 that he prowls around like a lion because the devil has no root nowhere. When you do not plant yourself in a church, in fellowship with other believers, and most importantly, in God, you are doing the same thing. You are moving to and fro, and my friend, that is a curse. The blessing of the Lord is found when you are planted in relationship in the covenant of marriage. You're not going to be blessed if you're not in that covenant of marriage. There's something about that marriage that God has put together and he institutes it. Or in the house of God. Do not forsake the power of partnership. If you're in a tough season, stay planted. Don't move. Stay in your marriage. Stay in your church. Stay in prayer and stay in the Word. Dig in your own field. Stay where God has planted you. We won't understand everything we go through in this life. Some of these trials we go through are hard, and some of them really hurt. Some of them break our hearts, but in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Notice it doesn't say to thank God for all things, but in all things. No matter what you're going through, thank him. Whatever situation you are in right now, give thanks. Turn your pain and your tears into praise. Turn your suffering into a statement of faith that says, God, I trust you even when I don't understand you. I trust you when I don't have any explanation for why I'm going through what I'm going through. I don't have no reason, I don't know why, but I trust you that I'm going through it because I know my Redeemer lives. Now here it is. Read all that to read this. When your situation is not what you expect or what you wanted, whatever the pain, whatever the tears, whatever the heartache, stand firm in your faith and trust in God's love. Maybe you're thinking, I'll be glad when these attacks are over and I can settle down. I love this. Dream on. If you do anything significant for God, you'll attract attacks like a magnet. You are too valuable to the kingdom. Satan knows your potential, and his greatest fear is that you will discover who you really are and what you're really worth and where you're really headed. I say all that to say this. Make sure you step in the right direction, because Satan wants you to step in the wrong direction. But as long as you do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do and you step in the right direction, I want you to know everything is going to be all right. Tonight, if you're at a place in your life and you say, preacher, I've been going in the wrong direction, not a lot. You know, it don't take much. It don't take much to wear you out. Brother Kevin, how much it take to wear out a set of tires? Not much. Just a little out of line. You ain't got to be out of line that much. You'd notice it, wouldn't you? Satan ain't going to let you get out of line that much. You'd notice it and you'd do something about it because it's going to cost you. But when that front end's out of line just a little, you're not going to notice it. Ain't going to pull much. But it's still going to cost you. It's still going to wear them tires. It's still going to cost you if you're that much out of line or if you're that much out of line. If you're stepping in the wrong direction, you're still out of line. And it's going to cost you. And it's going to cost me at the end. Tonight, watch your step and make sure you're stepping in the right direction. Let us pray. Father, I love you. Lord God, I thank you tonight. I want to say it right now. Father, I thank you right now for my brother-in-law, Derek Northington. I thank you right now for what you worked in his life. I thank you for the judge today. I thank you for the lawyer today. I thank you for everyone that had hands involved in working for it, praying for it. Lord God, I thank you for a sister that got on her knees and said, whatever it takes, as long as he gets where he needs to be for Jesus, whatever it takes. Lord, if we'd all get there as a believer, whatever it takes, save that one, help that one, heal that one. Lord God, we just get there, whatever it takes. I'm willing to go through it, whatever it takes. Just get them there, Father. Lord God, what that'll do in our life when we start stepping in the right direction. Lord, I'm asking you tonight to watch over us this week. And if there's one person in this room tonight on the sound of my voice that might be just a little bit in the wrong direction, I pray tonight that they'd watch their step and they'd start lining back up with you. They'd get in the right direction, start delighting on your word, and have a determination this year that they're going to live for you and do what you've called them to do. I thank you for a strong church here at Union Chapel. I thank you for that, Father. I thank you for a group of believers that love the word. They love to worship you. And Lord, I pray right now that this be a year that you'd bless them in a mighty way, give them a double portion. Lord, I pray right now that you'd pour out blessings on them that would just open the windows of heaven, Father. That's my prayer for these folks at this church, that you would open it up. There'd be no sickness. There'd be no pain. Father, there'd be things that, Father, just be a blessing this whole year. Lord, I pray you keep Satan out. I pray you keep him away from this place. I pray you keep division. I pray we'd have nothing but unity. Lord God, I pray that. I pray that we all can talk to one another face to face as a friend. And Father, when we get through, it'd just be like a great revival. Lord, you're wanting to do that in this place. And Father, I pray right now that my heart's where it needs to be tonight. I love you and I thank you for these people. But I thank you most of all for Jesus Christ that bled and died on that cross that I may have life and that I might have it more abundantly. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. All of God's people said. Amen. Brother Brent, get us tonight.